Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com, and our phone number tonight, if you have questions, and I'm sure you do, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And folks, you've heard about Cardivite before. You can go to the website and read along with us here, www.heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Joining us is Don Wiskin. Welcome back, my friend, and thank you for agreeing to stay on longer. This is really, really important information. As I said, you know, the health-related stuff is something that has become a great passion of mine, and we've devoted many hours on the show to solutions, and it sounds like Cardivite is a solution.
I believe it is a solution. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here with you today if I didn't believe it was a solution.
No, amen.
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe it was a solution. You know, Frank, some of the hardest people I've had to convince are my closest friends.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, gosh. It is so familiar.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to undo, you know, decades of programming that people think this is that the system we have is the system that we should have. And if you obviously you go back a little ways, you'll find out that's not the case. So this is, like you said, not just attempting to reverse years and years and years of damage to your body, but also attempting to reverse years and years of brainwashing in our society.
Well, I wouldn't say years and years because it hasn't been that long, but yeah, they are. I mean, the funny thing is we are the richest society in the history of the universe. Mm-hmm. We have thousands times more wealth in our cultures than our ancestors did even just a few hundred years ago. Mm-hmm. And amongst all this wealth is a tremendous ill health problem.
Yeah.
You know, an article in the Journal of American Medical Association said that 50% of North Americans have chronic health problems. You know, it really seems unreasonable with all the wealth that we really have that we're having this problem. So, obviously, we have misused our wealth in some way.
Mm, yeah, that's exactly right.
And it is, because the wrong people and the wrong organizations are getting wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. We're looking at the ingredients here, just herbs. I mean, it's amazing stuff. But obviously, we're talking about valerian and whatnot. And please continue, by all means.
Well, the valerian, funny thing, one of the here in Canada, we're in quite a few stores, and one of the store owners had arrhythmia, and he wasn't using our product, and he had sold it for about a year and a half. He'd written me a testimonial how, you know, four spots on his shelf do more business than the rest of his shelf.
Wow.
And he just couldn't believe it. The word of mouth and the repeat business on our product is huge. But we were chatting on the telephone one day, and he was telling me about his arrhythmia. And I says, well, Peter, why aren't you taking the Cardivite? And he says, you know, I never really thought about it. And this kind of really surprised me.
Yeah.
So he started taking it. About 6 months later, I get a phone call from him. There was a lady who he hadn't seen her in years because she was pretty well housebound. She couldn't get out and do her own thing. When she did get out, it was because her son or someone came and helped her to go somewhere. They had heard me on a radio show, bought the Cardivite, took it home to her, got her on it. This was about, she'd been on it about 8 months at this time when she came into the store herself. She drove her own car in to buy the Cardivite, and Peter took one look at her and says, you know, I haven't seen you in so long. I know, how are you doing? And she says, well, it's the Cardivite. So he wanted to phone me right away.
Wow.
So he told me his story about how within a couple of months his arrhythmia went away and how he felt 10 years younger, and then he handed me the phone to hear her story.
Don, just a second, please. Folks, back in three. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest tonight talking about Cartivite. His website is heartdrop.com. Please welcome back Don Wiskin. Don, thanks for staying on with us.
Well, thanks for keeping me on,
of course. Thanks
for a little Morris Day to get us rocking here.
All right. I'm glad you like the music. Yeah, we try to have some fun with the show. It's a good time. It's certainly here at night. I used to be on mornings. And here at night, I've discovered that there's a lot more opportunity for people to sit back and really absorb all the information. So I like the lengthier interviews, and certainly this is a great opportunity for people to interact with you as well.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the nighttime, because
I
did see that you were on during the mornings. And,
yeah.
And we need people out here at night,
yeah,
know, keeping us informed and keeping us awake and alive.
Well, you're very kind for the kind words. I think you're contributing a great deal to that by talking about Cartivite, something I had not heard about before I had heard the commercial. So I don't know how long it's been around, but certainly this is a great opportunity for us to ask these kinds of questions to you.
Yeah, well, actually, Sandy with RBN there had been on it, been buying it from us for, I don't know, close to 4 years. And, you know, that's quite a long time. So.
Yeah.
We did advertise with John back when it was just starting off, and then we got away from him for a while while he was growing because, you know, we're a small company. We're a mom and a pop. Like, when you phone here, you're going to talk to either myself or my wife, and most of the time it's my wife. So
because you stay up late doing the interviews.
Well, also, I do many other things.
Yes.
I mean, I I'm not really needed here all that often, so I go out and do things like satellite dish installations, and I do roofs because I was a roofing contractor when I had my heart attack. I don't like to just sit. Now I've got my trailer upside down in the garage, and I'm cutting the axle off of it so I can put a new axle on it, put it back on the road. And I've got my old 83 Suzuki 850 motorcycle I go riding on. I mean,
it's great.
You know, life is good. Life is very good. But you've got to work. You've got to be motivated. And you got to be very mobile.
Yes, sir. It's vital. It's vital in every possible way. But obviously with something like this, it seems like it's given you the results to give you the motivation to get out there, and as well as the energy to get out there and keep doing these things and enjoying the time. There's a huge difference, Don, as you know, between existing and living, and I choose to live. So
I choose to live.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's go to Bart in Missouri. Bart, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Gentlemen, I'm just fine.
Wonderful.
Sirs, once I finally get online and find a way to see what these seven herbs are on, what's the website?
It's www.heartdrop.com.
Heartdrop.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I found out what these seven ingredients are? Can I make my own?
That's an excellent question.
You know, actually, you probably could. You see, that's why drug companies stopped all the studying of natural medicine in 1961, because, you know, garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, bilberry. You can get your hands on this stuff. You can make it yourself. I mean, that's what herbalists have been doing for thousands of years.
I'd love to clear the line for somebody else.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, it is about quality. Our product, when it is made, it is tested chromatographically-wise, which measures the frequency of the herbs. We have the highest spike of the herbs, which makes it assimilable at cell level. Like, let's say you go out and buy odorless garlic, because that's a big seller, garlic capsules.
Yes.
It does absolutely nothing for you, because to make it odorless, you take out the allicin. You take out the allicin, you no longer have garlic.
Oh.
It's an excellent
point. Allicin is what does all of the important work.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. This is an incredible radio broadcast, and thank you for letting me be a part.
Bart, well, it's a great honor, my friend. Thank you for the call.
And thanks for calling in, Bart. I like questions.
Yeah, me too. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Brenda in Illinois. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm learning something. I did not know that if you took the allicin out to deodorize garlic, that is no good. I used to take garlic for a heart condition.
Really?
And I have, at 49, I have a heart flutter. In fact, in a week or so, I'm going back to the cardiologist for a six-month checkup. And as you know, Frank, the energy cleaner has helped that immensely.
Oh, yeah.
But when we were there, the naturopath that was there said that my body was so sensitive that the cayenne that my sister could take, I could not take.
Oh.
So if you have cayenne in this product, what's the difference between the cayenne you would buy over the counter and the cayenne in this? Because most of the stuff that most other people can eat, I still have problems with some of it.
It's an excellent question also.
Yes. The cayenne, well, basically what happens here, Brenda, is when you put these seven herbs together and you cook them in the way that they've been done, there is the properties change. Like, for instance, hawthorn. Hawthorn affects digitalis, which is digoxin, linoxin, commonly, you know, digitalis, commonly known as foxglove. It's given for people with an aged heart. Mm. And hawthorn increases the effects of it. But in this case, because hawthorn is only 1/7 of the herbs, it's not a problem. It doesn't affect the linoxin or digoxin at all. We've had no interactions with any pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. But the cayenne is 1/7, and it is important in this, but I don't think it's going to be as upsetting as, say, a cayenne capsule. Like, I know I've taken a cayenne capsule before I got involved in this without food, and I wound up getting a really warming sensation down in my abdomen. It was not comfortable at all.
Well, I know somebody else that takes cayenne like that, and and I'm unable to do so. But what I was thinking, though, is you were talking about your family history. Well, I inherited heart disease from both sides, among many other things. And basically, heart health risk inherited, I basically have been trashed.
You didn't inherit it.
Well,
what you inherited was the knowledge of the food. You ate the way you were taught. You were exposed to the chemicals. I don't believe that because my father had heart disease that I had heart disease, because his father was in his 90s when he died.
Well, so, it also depends on how much pollution and everything else you're exposed
to. That's exactly
it. The older generations didn't get that, and they didn't have garbage for food either.
That's right. McDonald's came along when I was 14, 15 years old, so you're a couple of years younger than me. So, you know, McDonald's, you were in your teens.
Oh, yeah. I was raised on Jerry's hamburgers, cheeseburgers, shakes. I was a junk food junkie, and Frank has heard this before, but, I mean, you are what you eat. And I'm beginning to be able to occasionally have, like, sesame seeds on, like hamburger buns or something like that. But otherwise, I couldn't eat anything. What I was able to eat was extremely limited, and it seemed like the more nutritious food, you know, with fiber or other nutrients, the more my body would absolutely have a conniption fit over it.
Well,
I seriously was living in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There is a thing that a lot of people can do, but they don't do it. If people were to do this, what I'm going to tell you in a second, there would be no Tums, Rolaids, Maalox, or any upset stomach medicine at all. And all you have to eat is sauerkraut, just cabbage. Cabbage, salt, and spices. Mm-hmm. No wine or vinegar, because the wine and vinegar destroy the fermentation. But if you were to take, we do it ourselves, we take two heads of cabbage, we chop it all up, we put it in a big bowl, we put 10 tablespoons of sea salt on it, it starts to sweat. We press it into the crock. 3 weeks later, we have our own fermented sauerkraut.
Wow.
But you can go and you can buy it in a jar in the store for $2. You can buy it in a bag, but don't buy it in a can, because anything in a can is dead. So when you buy the sauerkraut, a forkful a couple of times a day, usually within about 10, 15 days, acid reflux, upset stomach, ulcers, they go away.
That's phenomenal.
It is, and it's so cheap. $2.
Wow.
Local store.
That's amazing.
But what does it do for the taste buds, if anything? I mean, that's what a lot of people look at first, is how does this taste and what, you know, whether decides whether they're going to eat it or not.
Well, the cabbage and sauerkraut, I mean, without the wine or vinegar, it tastes a whole lot better. I prefer it, especially I bought this German style one time in this little barrel type glass jar. I think I paid $2.25 for it. The sea salt really made it taste nice, but you don't need a whole lot. One forkful twice a day in the beginning, and after about 10 or 12 days, you only need to take a bite whenever you really feel the need. Like when you feel that your stomach is off, you take a bite and bang, you're right back on again.
Wow.
And one thing I've been taking, I used to consume Tums like candy.
Yeah.
And I had found this product on an infomercial, and I took a couple doses of that, and it was a powder that would fizz. It was a calcium magnesium mixture, and after a few doses of that, I didn't have to take any more Tums. But also, when I have problems, because I do have acid reflux and I do have symptoms of hiatal hernia, I used to slam food down like you wouldn't believe.
Now you know what to do, dear. If you just do that simple thing that I said.
How would cider vinegar work instead of that? Of
no,
sauerkraut?
No, 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 no.
With the mother in it?
No.
Oh, not.
Let me interrupt
cabbage,
here.
Cabbage, salt, and spices, that's it.
That's it.
That's
all
it.
Right.
Nothing else.
Brenda, thanks for the call. Don, stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq.
Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Let's try it again. Welcome back. There we go. The music disappears. All right. Back to our good friend. He is, of course, talking about Cardavite here tonight. The website, www.heartdrop.com. Let's get back to Don Wiskin. Don, thank you again for your time.
Well, thanks for having me on, Frank.
Well, I really appreciate it very much.
You know, and I want to stress what I said to Brenda there.
Yeah.
Cabbage, salt, and spices. If you add anything else, like when she was saying, is that apple cider vinegar good? as I said, no wine, no vinegar, and the sauerkraut because it destroys it. So that's apple cider vinegar is going to destroy it also.
Wow.
This will put your stomach back into the natural harmony that it's supposed to be in. And it is amazing how simple good health can be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think obviously the scope of your knowledge about health transcends so many different things, which I think adds to the validity of what you're saying about Cartavite, because you know this stuff. You've obviously delved into this thing head first, and you know what's healthy and what's not. So you know what works and what's not, what doesn't at that point, I think. And, you know, when you start caring about your body and noticing how your body reacts to different things, I notice a substantial change whenever I put something in my body. Things that just would have been a non-issue to me years and years ago have changed dramatically as I've learned to pay attention.
Have you heard about chelation, Frank?
I have heard about it in terms of the old way of doing it, which I think is a very long, expensive process to get the heavy metals out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at some other things as well, some other products that have talked about that. So I'm fairly familiar with some of the
you know,
goals.
The EDTA formula that they use in chelation is what is used by the blood bank to store blood because it keeps the calcium from binding with the cholesterol.
No.
Well, that's what it was first. The Germans came up with it because they were using citric acid to separate their heavy metals that they got from North America, and they figured that during the Second World War they would lose that. So they came up with this formula so that they could continue separating their metals. Well, after the war, some doctors started using it to get the lead out of people, because that's where the phrase get the lead out came from. And they found that not only did it get the lead out, but it also improved their circulation and improved their overall wellness. And they went running to the College of Physicians and Surgeons with all of this information and said, look how much better we can make people feel. And they suppressed it, and it didn't come back to the surface until into the 70s.
Wow.
But during this whole time, you know, the Red Cross uses the EDTA formula to store their blood. Now, when I've said that, some people have been to notmilk.com.
Yeah,
and
Robert
they know
Cohen.
How bad milk is.
Yes.
Well, here's something. Women are now at a higher risk of heart disease than men are. Why? Because they've been told to take calcium supplements, to take dairy products, so they won't have osteoporosis. Well, in countries that don't consume dairy products, they don't have osteoporosis.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's marketing. Marketing at its finest. So women start taking, as Brenda was saying, calcium with, you know, her Tums had calcium in it. So she was taking calcium, magnesium, and other things. But the EDTA formula is designed to keep these two things from binding together. So women are at a higher risk of heart disease because they're taking the Tums with calcium, they're taking the calcium supplements, they're drinking the and eating the dairy products with calcium added to them, and the calcium is binding with the cholesterol in the arteries and creating the hardening of the arteries, and women are at a higher rate. I got some notes here. This is Canada. Canada is 10% of America. We're 30 million, you're 300 million. So if it says 32% of all male deaths in Canada in 2002 were due to heart disease, diseases of blood vessels, and stroke, for women, the toll was even higher. 34% for all female deaths in 2002 were due to cardiovascular disease. That's pretty high.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
It's higher than men. Women used to live longer than men, didn't have heart disease, but they're scaring them into taking all this calcium, which is putting them at a higher risk.
It's just part and parcel. It's exactly the same formula by way of, when you got the pharmaceutical companies advertising, like they'll say, have you ever had a headache at any time in your life? Well, then you need this drug. And it's like, wait a minute, I have had a headache. Granted, I had something fall on my head from a great height, and it was very, very heavy. But still, this commercial is telling me that I need to have this drug, otherwise, you know, I'm doomed. So, you know, it's fascinating, the fear-mongering and how it really seeks to do us more harm. Let me ask you to hang on, Don. Folks, quick break. Back in 3 minutes with more of your calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the ones you've heard about before, the salt crystal lamps, and maybe some ones you haven't heard about, such as skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check their website for all the information. It's located at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. Fairly easy. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. And again, those salt lamps are really just beautiful as well. So not only do they clean the air, but they look nice too. Let's get back to our special guest here tonight talking about Cartivite. His website is www.heartdrop.com. Don Wiskin, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, Frank.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you hanging on with us so long.
Well, I enjoy being here. Anytime I can get out and talk about something like this, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm doing something good.
Amen, sir. Amen. Well, it's a productive use of your time, which I think is the definition of success. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Don.
How are you?
I'm just doing great. And you?
Wonderful. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Okay. Don, did I hear a lady call in say she couldn't take the cayenne?
She said she had a problem with cayenne. That friends had. I mean, if you're taking 180 heat unit cayenne, trying to put a tablespoon into, a glass of greens, yeah, it could be a problem for somebody not used to it.
Okay. My experience, well, I can understand some things, like you hear these cooks say put cilantro. Well, some people can definitely not eat cilantro, and I'm one of them. I mean, I must be allergic to it. But cayenne, I couldn't eat any hot food at all. I couldn't keep any food down. I couldn't eat a hot sausage sandwich or anything. I started on Cardivite, and now I can eat cayenne.
Wow.
And I can, I buy it like 40,000 heat units. Now, I've had 150,000, but that's a no-no.
Yeah,
I know that is high.
So, wait a minute. Let me get this straight here, Carol. You could never eat cayenne.
I couldn't eat black pepper. The only thing hot that I could eat, and I could eat it by the tablespoons, was horseradish.
Right, okay.
But anything else, I could not hold it down.
Yeah, but you started on Cardivite, which has cayenne in it, and that enabled you to start eating these things.
Yeah, so now every once in a while I take certain things, like I'll make homemade chicken noodle soup, and I'll put a little cayenne on a couple bites, you know, and other things, you know, not every day, but I do, you know. I used to envy people that could eat the hot foods and it didn't bother them. Now I can eat some.
Well, Carol, other than being able to eat hot foods and stuff, and I really appreciate you on Cardivite, you know, thank you very much for calling in. What else has Cardivite done for you other than allowing you to eat spicier foods?
Well, I had, I noticed my blood would clot real easy, and it doesn't do that anymore, not like it did.
No, ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, I know I cut the tip of my finger off here, maybe 6 months ago, and then it wasn't a doctor, whatever it was, said, are you on any blood thinners? They said no, but in a way I think that's good, you know, because mine would just clot instantly.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as, like I said, there's another good use for the cayenne, though.
Mm. Yeah. So and are you noticing the energy improvements?
I'm not taking it now. I took it for 2 years.
Mm. Okay. Fantastic.
And a big difference, believe me.
Were you sick during those 2 years at all?
No, I took it.
Did you catch colds?
No, I didn't come to think of it, no.
Yeah, that's the
I have. Now, I did last year. I got the flu. I was, at Christmas time, the whole month, and I barely catch a cold or anything.
But you weren't taking the Cardivite during that time, were you?
No.
Oh, yeah, I knew it.
Isn't it interesting when you're able to look back and not realize maybe something at the time and then say, you know what, now that I think of it, you know, then you insert
goodness
here.
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
But another thing, now you said something about vinegar and cabbage.
Don't put vinegar in cabbage.
In cabbage.
No, like sauerkraut, for instance, if you're making sauerkraut.
Well, I know that, but why not put vinegar in cabbage?
Because the vinegar, when you're trying to ferment it to do the job that I was mentioning it would do, you know, helping your stomach go back to natural settings, the vinegar will just off it altogether. It just won't ferment properly.
Okay, you're just saying when you make sauerkraut.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know my grandmother came from the Ukraine, and my great grandmother and her used to travel. They would go from, sometimes they'd cross the border, but they cooked for weddings and stuff. And my grandmother always soured the meat when she'd make stuffed cabbage, when she make her lipshi.
Oh yes.
And what a difference! But anyway, the sauerkraut, the raw sauerkraut. excuse me, 1 tablespoon of that a day. Not the junk out of the grocery stores, but the raw will heal an ulcer.
Oh, yes.
1 tablespoon a day.
Well, the junk out of grocery stores that bought in a bag or a glass jar with just cabbage, salt, and spices, and sometimes it says water or something, as long as it doesn't say wine or vinegar, that is going to work as well.
Well, it's heated, though. And once it's heated to preserve it,
that's why I say buy it in a glass jar or a plastic bag. It's not heated. It's only heated when it goes into a can.
It isn't
they pasteurize
at all.
It. No, okay. not when it goes into a plastic bag or a jar.
Well, who could eat it out of the can anyway? It tastes like the can.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Carrots and potatoes and cabbage or sauerkraut all taste like the can. They take on the taste of the can.
Yeah, canned is not healthy.
It's so hard to buy food out of the grocery store anymore. I mean, I rarely bought luncheon meats, but I won't buy any now knowing they put viruses on it. I mean, I don't want the damn stuff.
Yeah,
no.
Good point.
It's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost stuck with egg salad sandwiches and, You know, even fish were kind of, you know, worried about the mercury in the fish even, you know. But
well, now the melamine.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
And we wonder where that came from. When all that wheat came into this country, it was sent to Chem Nutri in Illinois before it went anywhere else. Why was it sent to a chemical place?
That's a good question.
I mean, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, as Bush said in one of his speeches, corporate interest trumps politics, but it also trumps everything else.
Well, you wait. I think Mr. Bush and company are in a lot of trouble because most Americans don't know it yet, but back in March, our government bankrupted the United Kingdom. And
I believe that North America, Canada, and the United States have gone bankrupt already back in the back in the 80s or 90s.
What happened there, the people couldn't even cash a check at the bank. The Queen wasn't here to have a party at Jamestown, believe me.
Yeah, that was, what, 12 or 18 hours they froze their money or something?
Well, they want the U.S. ambassador out of there. They want our military bases out of there. And Germany and France have been warned already, too, about...
Interesting.
Oh, there's a lot there. It is just... What I was reading is just... what's going to come to pass? It has to.
Yeah. Well, this is a perfect reason why people need to get squared away with their health while they have the opportunity to do so. And, Carol, I really appreciate the call here tonight and certainly all of the firsthand accounts of your experiences.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I just wanted that lady to know she starts out, even if she starts out slowly. One other thing, I don't know if I told you, the Cayenne. You get to 40,000 heat units. I wouldn't go up to 90. But if you have a sinus infection and you put a little on your hand and snort it like you do a pinch of snuff, that will kill the infection, a sinus infection.
Wow.
About 1 week of that, and it'll kill it. Believe me, it does.
Okay.
Trust me, I know.
One more word for you, Carol. Now that you've done your 2 years on the Cardivite, when it comes up to the fall and you're looking at the winter or even the spring here, you can actually take it like once or twice a day and maintain that maintain your body's immune system, which is what the garlic does, is it kills off the viruses and bacteria and keeps you very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that you can do.
Why did I think it was the monks, those people that in Tibet or whatever, they won't eat any garlic or onions, anything like that. They won't eat it, leeks or nothing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, they say it's not good for you, and they won't eat it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right no, I'm not.
Right back from history. I mean, even the slaves in Egypt that were building the temples, or the pyramids, I should say, would revoke. They would go on strike if they weren't getting their garlic and their leeks.
Well, I hear that the garlic is what saved people's lives from the 1918 flu.
Oh, yes.
Among other
things,
absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol. Fantastic stuff.
Bye-bye.
Boy, I tell you what, Don, you know, it is really amazing to hear these sort of extraneous benefits people are noticing from Cardivite.
Yeah, and it is small things. It's always small things. But, you know, the funny thing is, it's like we were talking to Carol there. She said she had to look back and go, you're right, I wasn't sick during that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know? I've been almost 8 years without a cold.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about the product here, because basically, in essence, as you mentioned, the ingredients, there's seven of them. Now, this is something you take, how many, you said 15 drops three times a day, is that right?
Or one capsule three times a day.
Oh, okay.
Sam was able to make it into capsule form, which is very unusual for something of this high of frequency.
Yeah.
We can actually guarantee in our capsules that when on the expiry date, you're still going to have 2% allicin in there. The allicin content is going to be that high.
Wow.
And, you know, 2% doesn't sound like much, but 2% is 100% yield of allicin.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's impressive.
So it is. And that's at the expiry date on the bottle.
And the bottles, I guess, comes in a liquid form and then also in a capsule form. Now, does the liquid have a taste to it? Or what is the taste, I should say?
Well, you see, I actually begged Sam to make capsules if it was at all possible, because some people, as Carol was saying, you know, she couldn't do cayenne before that. She couldn't do the spices. Some people can't get it past their nose to put it under their tongue. And when they do get it past their nose and under their tongue, the spiciness, the warmness of it, it's not as bad as echinacea or oil of oregano. It's very mild in comparison. But the, you know, the 15 drops three times a day is a little too much for some people. That's why I'm so glad he made it in capsule form. And seriously, 6 months down the road, it doesn't matter whether you're taking the capsules or the tincture, your doctor is going to be scratching his head going, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up.
That's amazing.
It is.
So now, the taste of it, you said it's spicy. Could you possibly add this as a spice to your food?
No, because it is all about, like, the reason it's under your tongue, within a minute it's gone into your bloodstream.
I see.
It's all gone into the salivatory glands and right to the heart. You know, that's why I always laugh when you go into the dentist office and they give you a little cup of fluoride and say, swish this around in your mouth, but don't swallow it.
Yeah.
Well, the time you're swishing it, it's in your bloodstream.
That's right. That's right.
So it's just a waste of effort.
Wow.
But it's the same thing here. The 15 drops under your tongue, no food within 10 or 15 minutes either way with the drops, because once you, well, if you're sitting there eating a meal, the first bite you take, your salivatory glands start to create the enzymes to dissolve that food. If you were to take a second bite of something else, it confuses it. Now your body's going to work on dissolving the first thing you put in there before it can work on the second.
Wow.
And so that's why if some people, when they go to lose weight, they eat one type of food all day. Their body can assimilate it better, work it through, and clean yourself out.
That's fascinating.
Well, it is. And some things I learned, I don't know why I learned. I was just coasting through life. I mean, I got that from a girl when I was down in Arizona. I was in Phoenix back in the early 80s, and I met this girl who was eating one type of fruit every day, and she was losing tremendous pounds.
That's amazing.
It was just because her body was able to use that all up.
I've never heard that before.
Well, it's the first for a lot of things tonight, Frank.
I'm telling you, my friend, I'm digging this stuff. This is great. You certainly know what you're talking about, and that's always a pleasure.
I'm not an educated man. I mean, I didn't learn this in school. I learned this in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
You know, and if it wasn't for my own illnesses, I wouldn't have remembered half of the stuff.
Yeah, it's really stunning the way, you know, and I've always been a firm believer that God taps us on the shoulder, and if we don't pay attention, then we get the 2x4 upside the head. So, you know, in that regard, it is usually our own sort of personal wake-up call that puts us on these various paths. And there's so much to learn along the way, because there's so many things that you might hear, like you said, in passing. Something you had learned years and years ago is now applicable with what you know now. You see how important that is and how it fits into the whole thing. So, again, it's just really a personal awareness, if you will. And it changes everything. It changes the way you think. Changes the way you live. And it's powerful stuff. Now, I want to ask you about this quickly. Ginkgo biloba. Now, that is typically for brain function, is it not?
Well, you know, if it wasn't for the ginkgo biloba, I wouldn't be able to remember all that stuff from back then. it is in a way, but it is a lot more than that. Ginkgo is a natural blood thinner, as I mentioned earlier. Ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners. So what we found is people taking things like Coumadin, which is warfarin. We know what warfarin is. These people are on that for life. So they start taking the cartavite, and it's got the ginkgo and the garlic natural blood thinners. They're going in to have their blood tested. The doctor or the nurse says, oh, your blood's a little thin today. Maybe we better lower your dosages of Coumadin, which is what happens. So, 10 years on rat poison, 1 year on cartavite, no more rat poison.
Wow.
These kind of things are happening to people.
That's great.
But ginkgo is an antioxidant. And it can has demonstrated free radical scavenging effects. So it can actually go in there and, help to get rid of those free radicals. Free radicals are just negative ions, so it can just, make them positive and get rid of them. It helps to reduce blood clots. It does allow more oxygen to flow to the heart and brain. And then when you add a little cayenne to it, it improves ginkgo's ability to work even more.
Wow. And what is bilberry? That's one I'm not familiar with.
Well, bilberry was actually used in bilberry jam during the First World War, and I think also in parts of the Second World War, to help pilots with night vision for their eyes.
Wow.
But it is also, it's demonstrated ways that it can protect the heart. And that is the anti-inflammatory in our product. But it also helps to inhibit the atherosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries, and it can improve circulation. Bilberry has been known to improve eyesight, and it is good for all the little small arteries. Like some people, one gentleman had a fairly bad cataracts, and he started taking our product. And he called me up after about 4 or 5 weeks, and he said, look, my eyes are just tearing so bad, I don't know what to do. And he says, I've done nothing else other than take the Cartivite. And I said, well, stop taking the Cartivite for a couple of days and see if the tears stop. So he stopped taking the Cartivite for a few days, and he called me back, and he says, yeah, the tears all stopped. And I said, okay, start taking the Cartivite again and see if it affects. Well, he started taking it again. The tears weren't quite as bad, but his eyesight started to improve because his cataracts were melting out of his eyes.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't happen to everybody, amazing. But this is what people tell us.
That's right. Wow. Let me ask you to hang on, my friend. We got another break here, and then we'll let you off the hook and let you get some sleep. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Well,
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Tail end of hour number three already, and joining us for the last 2 hours is Don Wiskin. Don, welcome back. Your website is www.heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And, of course, it's all about Cardivite.
Absolutely. And, we have to kind of watch what we say on there, but we do have a lot of testimonials, that audio testimonials people can listen to. One of the things on there talks about their diabetes and their blood sugar levels and how they stabilized and their doctors were so happy and, you know, how they were feeling better in their feet, and the pain and the burn and the itch is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that your heart doesn't pump below your knee?
No, I did not know that.
Your calf muscle is designed to pump the blood back up.
Really?
If you were to sit there and just wiggle your foot around, wiggle your foot around, and you'll start to feel your foot start to get a little cooler.
Yeah.
The blood is moving out of your foot. I know you're doing it right now, and you can feel it.
I am.
Your calf muscle is sending the blood back up. So this is why people get, you know, the water around the ankles, the swelling of the ankles.
Oh, wow.
Why the bottom of their legs look so bad. They look black, and they look all, you know, grody. This is what happens when you become sedentary. And it's because you're not pumping the blood back up. And your heart is not going to pump it down there. So that's why exercise is so important.
Yeah.
Again, as well as Cardivite. Like I said, if you can't exercise, take Cardivite, and then you'll be out there exercising. So,
man,
you know, it goes hand in hand.
That is amazing stuff. Now, these capsules and the in the liquid form, how long of a supply is that? Is it a one-month supply?
2 months. There's 180 capsules, and that's three a day. That's good for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then the liquid, there's 100 milliliter, 15 drops three times a day. That could last from 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how close you are, yeah. It's normally $69.95 plus $8 shipping and handling for a two-month supply. We've been trying to keep our prices really down with the American dollar dropping as badly as it is. We've managed to still stay right down there, $125 for a four-month supply, including shipping and handling.
Hmm.
That's if a drug company had this product, only the rich would get it because they certainly wouldn't want you to have it because they would lose their drug money.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Well, let me, if I'm not mistaken, this is your number. Is it 877-928-8822?
That's correct.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what are the hours that you typically
Well, we live here.
Yeah.
This is our house. So, you know, we normally go to bed around 11:30, 12 at night, and we normally get up around 7:30, 8 a.m.
Wow.
Or 3 a.m. But then 3 a.m. is special. I mean, Frank, to tell you the truth, I haven't felt like I was here to hawk a product. And that's what I really want to do. I mean, I don't want people to think that my whole life evolves around hawking this product because, it's not about. It's about a message.
Yeah.
I mean, like I think it was Bart or Brenda, I can't remember, who said, you know, could we make this ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You sure can. When Sam actually started making this for the Alberta Chelation Association, he made it in the back room of his pharmacy with liquid herbs that were already pre-made into tinctures, and he just mixed them together with his knowledge, and
That's amazing.
Thing you know, he's manufacturing.
Well, I think it's a phenomenal thing. It's certainly
what do you want, the capsules or the tincture yourself, or do you want one of each?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I haven't thought about it. I've just been too captivated by the information, but I think capsules probably would be best for my needs, that's for sure.
Okay.
Hey, Don, it's been 2 hours, my friend. Go catch up on your rest. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, we'll get some Cardivite off to you in the mail.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, Frank.